You're listening to the Namaste Babe podcast, a high vibe hangout for the spiritually woke woman ready to make quantum leaps in her life, business, and bank account. I'm your host, Kiki Yura, and I refuse to play by the rules. I'm an ex 9-to-5er turned spiritual life and business coach, master NLP practitioner, and founder of the Namaste Babe brand. I'm here to lead you into your divinity so you can manifest a life and business you are wildly obsessed with. Each week, you can expect episodes from myself and guest experts who are leaders in their field. The episodes are dedicated to your expansion on all things mindset, money, and manifestation. It is my intention that these episodes help you raise your vibration, tune into your truth, and step into a life you fucking love. Are you ready? Let's slay. Hello, hello, Namaslayers. Welcome back to another episode and to part two of 11 Ways to Slay Your Success. I am so happy that you are loving this series. The 11 Ways to Slay series, segments, whatever you want to call it, are absolutely my favorite ones to do. They are quick, they are informative, so I am so happy that you love them as much as I do. Like I mentioned last week, success is no accident. It doesn't happen by luck or by fate. It really, really, truly does come through commitment and acting in alignment with your desires. And that is exactly why I wanted to bring you these success principles, because I fully believe that if you can get these, if you can master these, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. So let us get into it. The first way to slay your success is to never stop learning. This is something that I have enforced from very early on in my entrepreneurial journey, in my personal growth journey. Successful people are always evolving. They are always evolving, learning, growing in order to be the best possible versions of themselves, right? There is no arrival. There is no endpoint. As an entrepreneur, I am constantly investing in myself and my business in order to be the best coach that I can be, not only for myself, but for my clients, right? And to have a wealth of knowledge and tools or resources to help my clients in the best way possible. Humans are truly meant to be ever-evolving creatures, you know, constantly learning and expanding. There, like I mentioned, there is no endpoint. The more you know, the more you grow. The more you learn, the more you can earn. And if you are not growing, you're dying. So principle number two, fail fast and fail forward. The thing that I want you to understand is that everyone fails. If you have failed in life, you are not alone, right? You are not special because you have failed. You are not a failure because you have failed. Every entrepreneur, especially, and I know that these success principles are both for life and business, but every entrepreneur sees failure from a different lens. They don't see failure as a bad thing. And so the sooner that you can adopt this in your life, the better and more successful you're going to be. And truly, guys, I don't actually even like the word failure, because in my opinion, the only way that you truly fail is if you give up or if you never even start in the first place, right? If you don't go after what it is that you're desiring, that is when I see someone being a failure, right? Because they are lacking the potential of what could have possibly been for themselves. So in business, in life, making mistakes is inevitable. What too many people do, though, is they waste time in the humming and the hawing, right? The difference between someone who lives an average life and someone who is successful is that they make a lot of decisions and they make them quickly. It doesn't necessarily have to be the right decision, but any decision that you make is going to move the needle forward, and then you can course correct from there. So stop looking at failure as something negative. Failure is truly only feedback as to what isn't working. Falling short of a goal isn't a failure. It's just information as to what to do better next time. Number three, Synergy of the mind, body, and soul. Last week, we talked about the very first success principle was setting a morning routine. And I want to take this even deeper, really understanding the synergy of the mind, body, and soul. In order to be successful, you need homeostasis. You need to be regulating your internal world, your internal environment, in order to be able to deal with the ever-evolving and changing outside world. This comes from making sure that you are caring for all three, for your mind, for your body, and for your soul. All three of these need to be working in harmony in order to be as successful as possible, right? You can't pour into your mind and read all of the personal development and listen to all the podcasts, but not take care of your body or not take care of your soul, because your energy is going to be lacking and you won't feel as motivated to do the work or fulfilled by the work that you're doing. And likewise, you could be pouring into your soul, you could be traveling the world, you could be doing something you love with someone you love, but if your mindset isn't right or your body isn't right, you're going to be struggling in other areas. So number four, embrace change. A simple principle of NLP states that the person with the most flexibility controls the system or situation. And I fully believe in this principle. It's one of my favorite NLP principles. And I truly believe that the person who is the most adaptable is always going to be the most resilient, right? Change is inevitable. So it's easiest if you don't resist it and you surrender to it, which brings me to principle five, which is to release and surrender to the things outside of your control. It is a huge waste of time and energy to complain, to worry, to get upset about the things that are truly outside of your control. The only thing that you are responsible for is that which you can control. So if you can channel that energy into the things that are within your control, you are going to be so much more successful. Take note of when you're starting to misdirect that energy into those things, such as the words or actions of other people, and start to steer that energy back into the things that are going to make you productive in your life or in your business. And it's in moments like this where we start to let the control outside of ourselves take reign, right? I always ground myself back down in the Serenity Prayer, which is, I'm sure many of you are familiar with it, but for those who aren't, I ask the universe to grant me serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Number six, take risks. I cannot stress this enough. Please, please, please take risks, because in life, the one way that you are guaranteed into mediocrity is by not taking risks. Jim Rohn says, if you are not willing to risk the unusual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. And I have to say, every single time I have taken a massive risk in my life, whether it be, you know, leaving Toronto and moving out west, leaving my full-time job, having the bravery to start my own business when my network marketing business failed, the bravery to travel the world and go and see places by myself, those have always led me to the greatest payouts. And many of those payouts were far better than I could have ever imagined. And that's the beautiful thing about taking a risk. You know, you're always going to be supported by the universe in whatever it is that you choose to do, whatever it is that is of your highest good and deep within your soul. Honoring those callings that are within your soul are always going to lead to the greatest payouts, even if there's bumps along the way, because that is life. No one gets out unscathed, right? But when you don't take big risks, you lose out on the ability to have big rewards. So life was not meant to be lived within the confines of your comfort zone. You are meant to be pushing the boundaries, and that is only done by taking chances. If you're not willing to risk pushing past your personal boundaries, how are you ever going to figure out how far you can go? Number 7, believe in yourself. If you don't believe in you, then why should anyone else? It is no one's responsibility but your own to believe in yourself, because no one is ever going to care about, work for, or want your dreams for you as bad as you do. So you have to fight for them. It can sometimes be a lonely road, but I promise you, when you keep going, you keep pushing, you keep striving and reaching for the top, that payout is going to be worth it in the end. Believing in yourself comes from getting your mind right every single day, because I know there's going to be so many of you that go, Kiki, but how? How do I believe in myself? And literally, it is this mindset work. It is starting every day with success principle number 1, starting with a morning routine, meditating, reading, consuming information that is positive and is going to be helping you get somewhere, right? And it comes from being consistent in taking action towards your goals. Once you start taking that consistent action, you're going to start seeing progress from that. And once you start to make progress, your belief in yourself is going to build and grow. So literally today, start taking action so that you can start building that belief. Number 8, you have the power to change how you feel. This is something I talk about in so many of my programs. You've probably likely heard it on the podcast too in past episodes, but emotions are temporary states. This knowledge is going to make you an emotionally intelligent creature, because when you can realize that happiness, sadness, fear, joy, knowledge, gratitude, any of those things, but mainly the negative emotions, right? We want to feel the positive ones as much as possible. But the negative ones, we get so caught in the downtimes. We get so stuck thinking things aren't ever going to change. But really, emotions are temporary states. And we can take our power back over our emotions by choosing to change our focus. So where focus goes, energy flows. You do not have to constantly live in a state of stress or worry or fear or guilt. At any given moment, you can choose to shift your focus by using a very simple trick. Think back to a specific time when you last felt the emotion that you're desiring to feel, the better feeling emotion. And all you have to do is engage your senses, bringing you back to that past memory. See what you saw, hear what you heard, and feel the feelings of that positive emotion. And as we talked about last week in part 1, gratitude is an amazing success principle to live by, but it is also going to shift your focus away from the negativity and onto positivity in an instant. And all you have to do is ask yourself, what can I be grateful for right now? We always have something to be grateful for. Number 9, don't chase money. I cannot tell you how many times I have invested and lost and almost lost money because I thought it was the thing that was going to make me rich. I just a couple years ago almost lost $13,000, which was like a massive investment for me at the time. By going against my intuition, I went against my gut feelings, and I invested in a company that went belly up 2 weeks after I made my payment. And that was one of the greatest lessons about leaning into my intuition that I have ever received. And did not need to experience over and over and over. I got the lesson in that one teaching, which I am so grateful for. But On the flip side of that, the times that I have been the most successful is when I have always led myself from a space of going after my passion and following my purpose and chasing the things that light me up the most. That is what brings me a sense of accomplishment and fulfillment. And that is when the money flows effortlessly, because I am in a high vibe state. I am open to receiving. I am not in a state of controlling. I'm not in a state of lack. I'm not in a state of resistance. I am just living my life. I am being in my purpose. And that's when money, the energy of money, can freely flow. And I'll give you two examples. Recently this year, I had two of my most successful months in business when I let go of the outcomes of what the month was going to look like. I didn't even intend to have my most financially successful months. What my intention was to give back to my community. I gave back with a low cost offer and with a free offer. And both of those times were when I saw my highest income months ever. So as I tell my clients, always lead from a space of service over sales. And when you stop chasing money, money will be able to find its way to you. Number 10, it is never too late to start. The best day to start whatever it is that you're wanting to go after is the day that you had the idea. But the second best day to start is today. Nothing that has happened to you in your past can stop you from creating a better future for yourself. All you have to do is let go of that time that is no longer here, and redirect your focus and channel your energy into the present moment. You have the power to reinvent yourself at any given moment. There are no rules when it comes to how you live your life. You do not have to live your life by the prescription that society gives you. If you want to reinvent yourself, do it. But you have to be brave in order to do so. You have to be bold enough to say, I am starting over. I am choosing a different path. I have worked with so many women of all different ages from all over the world who have chosen to go against the grain and not settle, who have chosen to, you know, take a hard left turn in their 30s, their 40s, even their 50s. And I know many other women who I have been, you know, working alongside in this personal development space who have done it even later in life. People who are changing directions in their 60s and in their 70s, because there are no rules in life. The only thing that sets you and them apart is that they were brave enough to say yes to themselves and honor their desires. So that is all you have to do. Number 11, the end result is always worth the sacrifice. Unsuccessful people will focus their attention and energy onto what it is that they have to sacrifice and give up in order to be successful. And this is what keeps so many people stuck. On the flip side of that, successful people, they focus on what it is they have to gain from their work and their dedication and realize that these things that they have to give up are only temporary. And it's going to be worth it in the long run. When I first started in network marketing, there was a saying that hit me like a ton of bricks, and it has stuck with me ever since. And it's what I bring myself back to when I find myself focusing on what it is that I am losing and wanting to shift myself into what I am gaining. So the saying goes like this: entrepreneurship is living a few years of your life, like most people won't, so you can spend the rest of your life living like most people can't. That, my friends, is powerful as fuck. And that is exactly what I did. I gave up going out drinking and partying every single weekend and wasting my weekends being hungover, laying on the couch. I stopped spending my money on things that didn't matter, and I started investing in myself I've invested probably well over $50,000 in myself, in my business, since starting my entrepreneurial journey 4 and a half years ago. And I really poured into my mindset. I started focusing on reading books, overwatching Netflix, and I stopped listening to music on my way to work. Like when I first started with my morning commute, I was listening to music to get me in a good mood. But then I started feeding my brain full of podcasts on entrepreneurship, mindset, and spirituality. And I quickly began to realize that that put me in an even better mood than the music. And that was the tone for how I started my day. And those things were well worth the sacrifice to get me to where I am now. And I know are going to continue being worth the sacrifice to get me to where I want to go. So just like that, part two of 11 ways to slay your success is complete. So let's recap. You know what? I'm going to recap both of the parts. So part one, if you haven't listened yet, go and give it a listen. Number one is to set a morning routine, guide yourself with gratitude, think bigger than where you're currently at. Number four, create a vision. Five, keep your promises to yourself. Always be in integrity. Transform envy into empathetic joy. Be willing to work for what you want, and there's nothing you can't have. Take responsibility for where you are in life. Follow your own path. And number 11, commit to being emotionally intelligent. Part two, number one, these are all from today. Never stop learning, fail fast, and fail forward. Number three is having the synergy of the mind, body, and soul. Number four is to embrace change. Five, release and surrender the things that are outside of your control. Number six, take risks. Seven, believe in yourself. Eight, remember that you have the power to change how you feel. Nine, don't chase money. 10, it's never too late to start. And 11, the end result is always worth the sacrifice. So let me know which ones you live by and which of these principles you love most by taking a screenshot of this episode and tagging at @NamasteBabe over in your stories on Instagram. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please spread all those good vibes by leaving a 5-star review, as well as screenshotting this episode and tagging @NamasteBabe over in your stories on Instagram. With love and light, the fierce as fuck goddess in me recognizes and honors the fierce as fuck goddess in you. And until next time, Namaste.